1-800-237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Kicking off hour number two. We're here to talk to you about whatever you want. It's your show, and it's Ian here with you.
And, man,
which you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. If you miss a moment of the show, you can get it for free at freetalklive.com. Last 6 days of the show are there. And our friends over at podcastalley.com appear to be back online. So you can go there, and you can see we're featured right there on the front page of their website, as a matter of fact, at podcastalley.com. So grab up the archives and all the other free stuff that we have for you at freetalklive.com. You talk about whatever you want. We go to the phones and talk to Paul in Utah. Paul, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Man, no wonder you guys started the AMP program.
Why is that?
Just forever. Seemed like.
I don't understand.
He's talking about the news break.
Oh.
The news break is a little bit on the line.
It was the news plus the ads, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if we end up getting enough money in this AMP program, we might be able to buy out the news too. It could happen. Money talks in this business, let me tell you.
I'm going to do Amplifier this week.
Excellent, Paul. Well, thank you very much.
I'm there in the BBS too.
You're one of the many Pauls. It's one kind of like this running joke now on the Free Talk Live BBS is how many Pauls listen to this show.
That was started on the thread I started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got at least five or six different active Pauls participating on the Free Talk Live PBS. So anyway, Paul, we were talking a little bit about religion, and I guess we weren't sure if you had a chance to really make the points that you wanted to last hour, so
well,
we held you over.
Well, I guess you asked me why I believe what I believe, and I guess the only thing I can really say is I believe what I believe because I feel that my Father in Heaven and my faith has had, you know, a powerful and positive force in my life.
Would you feel the same way if you were born in ancient Greece?
You know, I don't know, because I wouldn't believe what I believe because I wouldn't have been exposed to the things I've been exposed to.
Doesn't that bother you a little bit, Paul?
No, not necessarily.
What if you were exposed to the wrong things?
Well,
what if Jamie told you so was born into the right religion and you were born into the wrong religion?
I don't think there's necessarily, personally, from my point of view, there is no wrong religion.
But according to the religions, there is.
Right. The religions, that's where they start to get a little territorial. You know, all the rest of them are going to hell, but not us.
And my religion doesn't really believe that, though.
Really?
No.
Not
quite cut and dry like they, most Christian religions say, okay, either you accept Jesus and you're saved or you're going to hell.
So what happens if you're Jamie told you so and you're not a Mormon?
You know, I believe it's not my job to judge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's God's job.
Fair enough.
But,
that's good. Good answer, Paul.
But, you know, I believe that God's going to look at, you were given you did the best. If you did the best you did with what you had, then, you know, you're going to go to a place that's fair and right for you.
What about a filthy atheist like me who, just rejects the entire concept?
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay.
I truly believe that. I think God is going to, you know, the God that I believe in is merciful and is going to give everybody the chance and the ability and, you know, and it, to end up in a fair place for them.
Would the God that you believe in have gone to Iraq and killed a bunch of people?
I don't know. I doubt it. I don't think, you know, I don't think that.
Because the God that a lot of people believe in wants to see all the Iraqis dead. You know?
I definitely don't want to see all the Iraqis dead.
I'm not saying that that's where your religion comes from. I just think that this war that we're currently in, to some extent or another, is based on evangelical Christianity.
Absolutely.
Which I know, of course, Mormons are not evangelical Christians.
Now wait, I got a question for you, Paul.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 26. I'll be 27 end of August.
26. Now, are you one of those guys that walks around the neighborhoods and knocks on people's doors?
They all
white shirt
and
tie and little black tag.
Yeah.
All the Mormons had to do it.
Yeah, I spent 2 years doing that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long time, 2 years?
Yeah, that's the young men go for 2 years and the young women go for 18 months, so 6 months less.
Huh.
And
what do you get as a result of that?
You know, it's not about what you get, it's about what you can give.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I got some wonderful experiences, I had a lot of fun, I made some great friends.
I bet you meet some very interesting people as you do that sort of thing.
Yeah, I met some really, really awesome people,
now,
some really interesting people.
Paul, now you had the option of taking your mission anywhere, right?
Actually, you know, you go in and you talk to your local ecclesiastical leader, fill out the papers and everything, and then they're sent into church headquarters, where the leaders of the whole church, we have a prophet and a quorum of 12 apostles, and you're called, you're assigned to an area of the world to serve in.
Really?
So I served in what's called the Washington Tacoma Mission.
Interesting. Yeah. So you don't actually get to pick?
No. You can put a preference, like, you know, I speak this language, you know, I've already had experience speaking this language, or I prefer to, you know.
So it's kind of like the military. They'll just send you wherever they need you, right?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of how it goes.
Without all the violence.
Well, actually, in the case of the Mormons, they can say no.
Well, yeah, but then
but in the military, you can't.
Okay, but aren't you excommunicated if you say no?
Well, you just say no.
As a matter of fact, you don't have to serve a mission.
Oh, really?
I mean,
you do it because it's something that everyone else does, and it's something that's exciting and enriching and that sort of thing.
Something you want to do.
Paul, you sound more comfortable now.
Yeah, I'm a little more comfortable.
You just have to remember that it's just me, man. It's just nobody else listening.
I actually, for about 9 months, I was a news announcer at my school radio station. So.
Oh, cool.
Excellent.
How many watts was it?
10,000.
What?
A school radio station?
It was NPR.
Oh, okay. It was a public
radio. NPR and you know
high school NPR?
No, he said school. You mean college?
Yeah, it was Rick's College. Now it's BYU Idaho.
There you go. All right, Paul. Hey, thanks for listening, man. We always appreciate hearing from
Brigham Young University in Idaho.
Yeah. Huh. Matter of fact, when I started there, it was Rick's College, a 2 years college.
Okay.
And then the summer
Nobody cares about Idaho colleges or any colleges. I mean, sorry.
Except for Manwich.
Yeah, Manwich is the only one who's interested. Hey, thanks for the call, Paul. We really do appreciate it.
Okay.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello. Dave.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
We got you now.
I tell you what, I don't even know where to start today. You guys, would you rather me talk a little bit about this this thing trying to take over Judge Souter's house?
Yeah, I would rather not, because we covered that yesterday pretty heavily. Actually, what I'd like to hear about is what Kat Dillon did today with her protest.
Good. I was there today, and...
Can you tell us what she did in the first place for people that have not ever heard of this?
She went to her local city hall.
This is in New Hampshire.
In New Hampshire.
In Keene, New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm. The free state.
And paid 42% of the taxes that they say she owes.
Property taxes.
Correct. She's not going to pay the rest, because that's the part that goes to public schools.
Got it.
She's going to give the money instead to a private school charity.
So she's not actually even she's not hoarding the money. She's not throwing it in her bank account. She's giving it to a charity.
Correct. And you're going to dare them to come take her house.
Right. How'd it go?
Went well, real smoothly, and
I can't believe that the little old ladies that would take your taxes would even let her. I would think that they would figure out,
turn away.
I would think they would figure out some way to mess this up. I really did, because when you go up there and talk to those gals, they're mean.
No, it was actually the gal taking taxes today was a cute 25-year-old. Look like
bonus.
She hasn't had a chance.
But,
save her.
She hasn't
get her out of the system.
She hasn't gotten embittered and mean.
Don't turn her into an angry old bureaucrat.
Right.
So you were there. How many people were there supporting Kat in this particular decision?
10 supporters.
Not bad.
And a lot of people. The real charm of this thing was not that we didn't get a lot of media coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And not a ton of supporters present. But we did a little protest outside City Hall right after that.
Mm-hmm.
And recently they've been trying to raise taxes. You're in Keene, and you should have seen, it was a sight to behold the way the traffic responded to us standing out in front of City Hall. There's a lot of traffic there.
Did you have like a honk if you hate taxes sign or something?
It was constant barrage of honking horns.
Way cool. Dave,
hours.
Hang on if you got more for us. Hang on, because I know there's a lot of exciting things happening up there in the great state of New Hampshire. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live. Jeff's on the line listening from Missouri. We're going to talk to him about the media and whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the Free State Project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Longs, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. Dean here with you.
And Manwich.
800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photograph. And we put them up on our website because we really appreciate the ladies that listen to this show. Talk radio has always kind of been a male thing. And we do have women listening to Free Talk Live, so we want to show you off. And it's not a beauty contest, ladies, so be sure you go and check it out. And if you like it, send us your picture, and we'll include you in the shrine at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones, Manwich, and let's talk to Dave in New Hampshire. Now, Dave, you're telling us about The situation up there in the great free state of New Hampshire in regards to one Catherine Dillon. She has decided that she didn't want to pay all of her property taxes. And she's got good reason. Number one reason is because she homeschools her daughter, doesn't she?
Correct.
And so she feels like, shouldn't she be able to use her own money to school her daughter as opposed to paying for everyone else's kids' education and then paying for her daughter's education on top of it?
At a rate of $12,000 per child, by the way, in the public school system.
Oh, my gosh. Well, are you serious?
It is an absolute outrage, yep. It's not that high in all of New Hampshire, but it is here in Keene.
That is maniacally high.
It's murder.
Here in the Tampa Bay area, it's only, I say only,
8,000.
Yeah, it's only 7,000 or 8,000 per student. Again, that's twice as much as the average private school, which is around 3,500.
Oh yeah.
She's homeschooling, so I mean, how much does it cost to homeschool your kid? Can't be much.
It does not cost $12,000.
No doubt.
But it does involve some expenses, and you're having to pay twice. You're having to pay for education twice. It's not fair.
But what she did is today she went to her City Hall. She went to actually go pay her property taxes. Now, we heard somewhere that you actually have to pay property taxes twice a year in New Hampshire?
Correct.
Okay. So she went to pay for, I guess, 6 months worth of the year, and she paid a fraction of it. You said 42%?
Right.
She paid 42% because the remainder, the 58% was all for the school system.
Yeah.
And so she basically was protesting, saying, I am willing to put my property on the line and risk this because it means something to me, because property taxes are, it's not right what they're doing to people.
Right.
And actually, I heard she tied this in with the New London decision as well.
Yes, she did.
Which I thought was a good move.
I don't fully understand the tie-in there, but she's just saying big government is the problem. I think she's saying that public schools have taught a generation of people that it's okay to take other people's property, and that's how we got this New London ruling.
Well, they're both definitely tied into property rights, no doubt about it, because they have to do, you know, property taxes versus the right to own property. So I hope she gets some press in the long run from this. But what was the response of the bureaucrats when she actually went to pay a fraction of her property tax bill?
Well, like you said, a 25-year-old bureaucrat.
Like I said, there was just a little worker there taking this. I don't think she ever handed it to anybody, you know, high up in the chain or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did you warn them ahead of time? Hey, we're not going to pay our taxes, right?
We sent a letter to the editor and press releases.
Okay.
Did anything get published?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The letters of the editor got published, and there was a there was one newspaper that came out and covered it.
That's good.
And there was also one interesting thing that, just as an anecdote, while we were standing there protesting, a lady drove up to me and one of the other guys who was protesting and dropped this folder off.
Hmm.
Said, "That's for you," and then just drove off.
Hmm.
And I opened the folder, and it said, I've got what it says, the exact words here. It says, thanks to all of you who try diligently to reduce unnecessary taxes. May all of heaven and earth help us do it right. Sincerely yours. And then it left her name and her email address.
Cool.
So that was kind of
and a check for $1,000?
Very sweet. No checks for $1,000.
Well, you know, we'll get there. And you guys are getting more and more coverage. There's only been about 100 or so people that have actually moved into the state as a result of the Free State Project. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604. Go to freestateproject.org. But we're trying to get to 20,000 members, 20,000 people that are committing to move to the state of New Hampshire and then committing to become activists for liberty once they get there. We're up to about one-third. We're almost at a third, 33%. But there's some people that jumped the gun. They couldn't wait. They went early. And thank goodness they did. Thank goodness you guys did. And you're one of those people, Dave.
Correct. And we, by the way, I think we only need about 2,000 in the state. If history is any indication.
2,000 real core activists,
really?
Absolutely.
Well, 2,000 people that are similar to the 108 who have currently moved. That's all we need.
I mean, of those 108 that have currently moved, I would venture to say that, you know, there's still a good, you know, 30% that are the real key activists, right? Wouldn't you say?
Probably so. We probably only need 600 or 700 of those.
Yeah, the ones that are willing to come out to anything, to come out to any protest, to any occasion. And in this case, you know, I hope that more people step up. And I hope that the 6 months from now, when other people are thinking about paying their property taxes, they'll think about what Kat did today, and they'll consider doing the same thing. Because if you could get 20 people going down to the city hall and doing the same thing all at once, I would think the media would cover that.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of media coverage, just over the last 2 days, Free State Project has been on Fox News Channel and CNN and ABC and Drudge and Rush Limbaugh in the same go because of that thing with Jeff Souter. So we didn't get as much coverage on this one as this particular event today as we wanted to, but my gosh, that other one has completely swamped media coverage.
That's good. Apparently, even Dr. Laura gave coverage to that.
So. Wow.
So there you go, Dave. Hey, anything else on your mind?
Nothing much.
Thanks as always, man. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeff in Kansas City, Missouri. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Okay. I was going to talk about how the media is bought, paid for, and fixed by the government.
The media is fixed by the government. Can you explain that?
Okay.
Are we included in the media?
Well, I don't think you are, because from what I'm talking about, because I wouldn't be calling in if I thought you were a part of this.
Or you wouldn't get on the air if we were.
Yeah, we dump your call right now. We dump your call.
Wait, he knows about the conspiracy of the media and the government.
Keep him quiet. Okay, so who are you talking about?
Send the black cars up to his house.
Who are you talking about when you say the media?
Whether it be the left, the right, or whatever, it's all funded by the government.
The government is funding the media?
Not my experience.
Well, it's foundations fund phony left media. I'm looking at the left gatekeepers chart.
Left gatekeepers?
What is that
chart?
Yeah, I hope
I've been media all my life, and can you help me out here?
Okay. This article I've printed out here is called Regulated Resistance Part 2.
Okay.
Sounds complex. Can you summarize it in 20 seconds, Jeff?
Okay. What it is up the top of this chart, money's funneled down through this chart to Pacifica, the Nation, Fair.
Oh, there's definitely. I've heard about this chart. It shows the funding of these kind of public, like Pacifica NPR groups, and they come from communists, basically. And it's very interesting, and we know that they promote the state on these stations. There's no doubt about it. But thank goodness that there's other alternative voices out there. We're in the information age, so for every media outlet out there that's promoting the state, Jeff, remember there's a show like Free Talk Live, and we want to get as big as possible. We can be on 500 radio stations. We're on 5 right now, not including the micros that broadcast us as well. But you can help make us bigger at amp.freetalklive.com. Jeff, thanks for the call, man. Call us again sometime. We really do appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Obviously, the conspiracy ain't that big because they haven't shut us down yet, man, which we're still going.
No helicopters circling outside the studio.
Penn and Teller's still there. John Stossel will come back with more.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at aquanorthwest.com. Call aquanorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit aquanorthwest.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
I am a woman, and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free to control the airwaves. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. We promise we're not taking any government money here on this show. We had some interesting claims.
I'd consider it.
Now, wait a minute. What would you take government money for?
How much? Does government want to have play commercials on our air?
I don't think...
Join the army!
No, I wouldn't allow it, man.
How much? If they want to spend $10,000 per 30-second unit...
Oh, man, that'd be tempting, wouldn't it?
Because everybody's got their price,
yeah,
baby.
They do have
Everybody's got the price.
Well, as long as... As long as I wouldn't have to sign an agreement saying I couldn't badmouth them afterwards. Because there's no way that... Okay, if you want to play an Army commercial during the break, fine. If you can give me $10,000 for that. But if I get to... if you want to try and prevent me from badmouthing them afterwards...
Sorry, you can't badmouth the sponsor.
No dice.
$20,000.
Principles, my man.
$20,000 a 30-second
We
minute.
Will get to $20,000
in the 1 week of shows, and you've got everything you need, man. Everything you need...
easy come,
your little free talk empire, buddy.
I would feel really lousy about it if I took money like that. I don't think I could do it.
I know I can take the 30 pieces of silver. I've done it many, many times.
If you took it, then I could just garnish it from you.
Right. See how easy it is for you? You've justified that $20,000 per 30-second unit.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Your show, you can talk to us about anything. 1-800-259-9231 to Randy in Missouri, listening on KCXL. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manuchello.
How you doing?
Hey, man. Sir, what's up?
Oh, I just wanted to talk to you.
We wanted to talk to you, Randy.
I knew you did. That's why I called. You freedom lovers.
We're zany, crazy freedom lovers, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I am too.
So what's on your mind?
I believe in freedom. I believe in free will.
Excellent.
And the one thing I think that as fellow freedom lovers could start doing more is get terminology correct.
Okay.
On this great war on information... we need to start calling these people our servants instead of our leaders.
Oh, thank you. I agree 100%.
Absolutely. And that's
something that people just don't even realize these days. And in fact, the cops even still have the old phrase to serve and protect on their cars, although that we've posited before on this show that actually means to serve and protect the state they don't protect anybody.
That's right.
Don't
depend on 911.
You're absolutely right, Randy. We created the government according to the Declaration of Independence. We created this government. Men created it voluntarily, and we created it to serve our interest, and that is to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of property.
Absolutely. It's not for the government to protect us from ourselves.
No, it is gone out of control, and it's gone way out of control, and it's time we put a stop to it. Don't you agree?
I agree. If I could move to New Hampshire, I probably would.
What do you mean?
Why can't you?
You have a ball and chain around your leg?
Yes, I do.
Now, how is that?
That would be his wife.
A wife.
Now,
no?
I'll tell you what.
I want Randy to answer that question.
Sorry.
Why are you tied down?
Well, I have family here in Missouri, and that's where I'd like to
take your family with you.
take my family with me.
Absolutely.
Don't all signed up.
Doesn't your family like freedom, too?
I can't afford to feed them all.
Oh, there's a, you know what? The economy in New Hampshire is one of the best in the country.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. Well, doesn't that make sense, Randy? It's the one of the least burdened by the government. As a matter of fact, the there's like a ratio of government employees to private employees that you can look at on a state-by-state basis. New Hampshire has the lowest ratio of all 50 states. New Hampshire doesn't have a state income tax. They don't have a state sales tax. I mean, they do have a property tax, but they're working on reducing that as well. I mean, it's the attitude of the people there is totally different.
Change the weather and I'll be there.
That's what I had to get over before I signed up.
Hey, man, we are here in Florida, Randy. I mean, doesn't it get a little bit cold there in Missouri?
Yes, but not quite as cold as New Hampshire. But hey, back to the issue. Also, a democracy. This is not a democracy.
You are correct, sir.
It's
yes,
a constitutional republic.
Apparently, though, you can't convince the president of that or any other politician that does any sort of speaking in public or on the news. They are constantly calling us democracy.
He also says he claims to be a Christian, but let's face it, all the Christians I know don't follow that slate.
Well, all the Christians that I know don't go killing people around the world.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, here's another one for you. How about this one? This is one that's coming up. We're going to be addressing it probably Saturday night because, unfortunately, we very rarely take a night off here on this show, but our network is forcing us to not do a show on Monday night, so we can't actually do a show on Independence Day. But that's another one that you need to be aware of, and I'm sure you already are, Randy. But everybody these days calls it the 4th of July.
Exactly, and it's all about firecrackers.
Yeah. Chinese firecrackers.
Yeah. While they wave that Chinese-made flag.
Well, you know, to be fair, there probably is a prohibition against creating firecrackers in this country from our wonderful protective government. That's probably why they come from China.
Well, you might hurt yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, we wouldn't want any factories catching on fire around here.
No, huh?
Right. Randy, anything else?
No, guys. Thanks
great,
a lot.
Great call.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
It. You're right. Words are tools. Words are powerful. Be sure you use them in the right way. Randy, great call. 800-259-9231. He's absolutely right about that. Words are so critical. And the way that they, you know, what they mean changes over time with different generations and different people using them and the way the media approaches them. Like, for instance, I think it was yesterday we reported on these idiots here in the Tampa
calling
Bay
area. Themselves anarchists.
Yeah, they label themselves anarchists, and of course the media doesn't bother to question. They don't question the government, and they don't question two dumb 18-year-old kids that were riding around a residential neighborhood setting people's flags on fire. Whoa, well, these kids called themselves anarchists. Let's call them anarchists.
I mean, you know, journalists, aren't they supposed to ask questions? Really?
These people aren't journalists. Because, yes, you're right, that's the definition of a journalist, you know, somebody who questions what he is told. What we have today are reporters. They just
report
over
what
the information.
Hear.
Yeah, government releases a press release, and they take Department of Homeland Security off the top, write Fox News
AP?
Instead, or AP, and maybe change one or two words, and that's it. And then they release it.
Yeah.
And that's seriously how it is. Nobody questions anything anymore. The only people who are questioning the government these days are shows like Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
And on television, the only people who are questioning the government are John Stossel and Penn and Teller.
I'd have to agree.
I mean, I wish I could name off more names than that, and thank goodness I can name three, because as of about 15 years ago, I mean, there weren't very many. Hugh Downs was a libertarian, although I don't know how often he actually got to bring that out on the air. So there have been libertarians here and there throughout the years in the news media process. And, of course, now John Stossel is actually in Hugh Downs' old seat on 2020, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
So he's in a great position. Penn and Teller's excellent show, BS, which is on the Showtime Network, once a week, pro-liberty, half-hour show. It's taken off. It's huge. They've got a huge response. So when this message gets out, people respond to it. And we hear that on Free Talk Live all the time. We get listener comments over at our podcastalley.com listing, where listeners can actually go and vote for the show and write a little comment about the show. It amazes me to go and read those and hear somebody say, "Wow, I didn't know there was anyone else that thought like I did." and I'm so happy to have found your show. Seriously, comments like that.
All the time.
They make me feel so good. I mean, we really are making a difference in people's lives here on the
show. Most of them really think like I do, not like you do, just so you know.
Maybe so. 800-259-9231. If it makes you feel better, man, wish. 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Coming up, we'll tell you about the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United Federation of Planets. This is your show.
What?
It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or freestateproject.org.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and you can check out our live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version as well. It's all free for you. Go take advantage of it at freetalklive.com. So, a little story today from salon.com.
Well, great stories about haircutting?
I don't know about that. Okay, I don't think so. Anyway, Klingons have feelings too, apparently. I got a call from an elementary school administrative assistant this morning. Mrs. Jaworski? I could hear her tapping a pencil against the desk. Yes, and it's Ms., please. Your son, 8, has been suspended for the day. Come here and pick him up. She didn't give me time to answer, to ask questions. Her voice disappeared as if someone cut the line. I stood in the kitchen, my bare feet aching from yesterday's marathon, and I took a deep breath. My son can be a nut at times, but he's never done the kinds of things that troubled kids do. He doesn't talk back, doesn't pick fights. He's never destroyed property. I couldn't picture him doing anything scholastically evil. Maybe he stripped and ran around the school naked, I thought. I grabbed my keys and headed out the door. The principal met me in her office. She closed the door tightly behind me and invited me to sit in a stuffed orange vinyl chair. Mrs. Jaworski, I don't know why they don't use the kid's name. They keep referring to him as Eight. Your son has been suspended from school for one day. She wore an Arctic blue power jacket over black slacks, and I self-consciously tried to pull my hooded sweatshirt further over my pink pajamas. It's Ms., please, and sorry for my attire, but I ran a marathon yesterday, and I'm too sore to change this morning. I tried to infect her with my smile, but she wore a tight-lipped expression as frosty as her jacket. So anyway, what did he do? I picked at the hem of my sweatshirt, looked just to the right of her face. I couldn't meet her eyes. I felt nervous. I felt underdressed. I wondered where my son was. So she told
me. Good question.
She told me what he did. And as she told me, I started to laugh. I didn't laugh a little either, but I belly laughed and grabbed my stomach. My son stood with his class this morning, put a small right hand over his heart, faced the American flag, and recited his own personal Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United Federation of Planets, and to the galaxy for which it stands, one universe under everybody with liberty and justice for all species. Mrs. Jaworski, this isn't humorous. The pledge is an extremely important and patriotic moment each morning in the classroom. I'm ashamed of your son's behavior, and I hope you are too.
Not so much.
Sorry, lady. It's not patriotic. We've all been led to believe that it is. As a matter of fact, it's anything but patriotic, the pledge. It's just a big con game that's being run on our kids. I know it's hard to believe this, but the Pledge of Allegiance was actually written by a socialist.
A national socialist.
Yeah, like National Socialist Party. German Socialist Nazi.
Yeah.
A Nazi. Stuff.
Well, the guy wrote it because a flag salesman paid him to write it.
Is that right? I didn't know that part of the story.
That's actually true. I can't remember the flag salesman's name offhand, but I've lost both of their names from my memory now.
Francis Bellamy is
Francis
the man.
Francis Bellamy wrote it. He was paid by a flag salesman who's wanted to see his flag sales boosted, paid to write this thing. So that's how they sort of came up, concocted this idea.
Well, after that, he didn't just let it lay. He actively promoted it. It was his goal to get it into the education system.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think he lobbied some sort of teachers union or whatever, something back then that was teachery, and he managed to implement it. And from there it spread because everyone thought, hey, great idea. It's patriotic. We're saluting the flag every morning. But no, it's nationalistic. That's what it is. I pledge allegiance to a flag. How about we pledge allegiance to ourselves and individual rights and freedom and liberty?
Mm-hmm. And the great things that this country was built upon.
Right. It is disgusting to me. Once I learned, and it was a shocker to me, too, I got to say, because it sounds like iconoclastic, and it absolutely is. Sorry, but the pledge isn't what you thought it was. The reason why they have kids say it every day in class, whether the teachers know this is the reason, I don't think, probably 99.9% of them have no idea why it is that we say the pledge. I mean, they just do it because it's one of those things. It's like people paying taxes. Well, people have always paid taxes, right?
You can expect it just as much as death.
My mom and dad paid taxes. My grandparents paid taxes. Certainly we must pay taxes as well.
And that's all the great stuff we have, like the roads. It's always the roads, you know.
That's the mentality. Oh, everybody's always done it. It must be a good idea. Well, as a matter of fact, that's a fallacy. The idea that something is old, and that therefore it's good, that's logical fallacy. And conversely, just because something is a new idea doesn't mean it's better than the old ideas.
No, it doesn't.
Every idea has to be individually evaluated and looked at and then determined as to whether or not it's a good idea. So, yeah, the pledge has been around for a long time. And, yeah, a lot of people say the pledge. And a lot of people seem to think, like this particular principle, that it's a patriotic thing. But a lot of people can be wrong. That's another fallacy. Just because a lot of people believe in something doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean that it's right. And so in this case, the kid had his own little version of the pledge. I used to do things like that when I was in school. Did you ever change up the Pledge of Allegiance?
I don't think I, for quite some time, I probably didn't know exactly what all the words were. I just kind of made noises,
yeah.
You know, like it.
I remember pledging allegiance to the USSR just to make people angry, even though I had no idea what communism was or anything like that.
Right.
I just wanted to change the word. I've always been a
rebellious kid, bad kid.
Always been anti-authoritarian. More coming up, 800-259-9231. Manwich, I know you've got something fun and exciting on the way here. Why don't you sell that, Manwich?
I don't know. I got a bunch of different articles.
Give me one.
The UK airline calls a sleep doctor to cure jet lag.
All right.
No, I got a good reason for this one.
Okay, all right. Coming back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The remaining moments of the show. You can still take control. We still have time to pitch you in. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We've had a couple people decide they wanted to become Free Talk Live amplifiers during the show tonight. It's always exciting to see those roll in. We're asking $3 a month. That's all. And we're not going to take away any benefits if you don't do it. So we're still giving you everything for free at freetalklive.com. The archives, the bulletin board system, all of it. Live streaming, all on the house. It always will be. But what we're doing here is we're offering you an opportunity to collectively, if you will, voluntarily buy out commercial airtime from the show and replace it with more show.
It's what everybody wants when they listen to talk radio.
Simple idea, but nobody's ever tried this before. Now that we have the internet, I mean, back 20 years ago, you couldn't do it. mean, you had to sell advertising.
Yeah.
But now that we can literally connect with each and every one of our listeners via the internet, those of you that have internet access, since we can connect directly with you, we can have you directly fund this buyout. And that'll mean more show, less commercial time. So if that excites you, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and the added bonuses, the money, we're not putting it in our pockets. We're going to advertise the show so we can spread the show to more markets, spread it to more people on the internet, and et cetera. So it's going to be very good for us. And we appreciate everybody. I think over 35 people have helped us out with that in less than 2 weeks. So it's exciting for us. So amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed it is. Tell me about the sleep doctor, Manwich.
Well, I'd like to get my...
you're not Dr. Manwich. Tell me about the sleep doctor, Manwich.
I see. Comma.
Go ahead.
I like to get stories that kind of make a point here, and you don't have to get much beyond the first couple of lines. British Airways has called a specialist to find a cure for jet lag, potentially a dream come true for sleep-deprived frequent flyers. Sleep researcher blah, 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 will spend the next 6 months studying the best way to snooze at 30,000 feet as well as tricking passengers' body clocks to cope with time zone changes.
That's seriously that's a lot of money there if he can actually make that happen. If you could get rid of jet lag... You would make a lot of money.
I'm thinking the point here is that nobody ordered British Airways to do this.
Right.
No government agency said, well, you know, we need to do studies and blah, blah, blah. You know, they saw, British Airways saw something their passengers needed. And in order to, help out their passengers, they hired some guy to take care of this.
Well, to be more specific, not only did they see something their passengers could use, but they also saw a way to make a profit.
Yes.
Oh, no, there's that evil word, profit, these evil corporations attempting to profit from people. No, it's profit that motivates good things like this to happen.
Yes, people will be getting better sleep as a result of Dr. Chris Itazowski's research over the next 6 months, let's hope at least.
Because
he bilks British Airways.
Sure. if it pans out, and then British Airways has this revolutionary new technology or whatever that allows you to... be all peppy when you arrive at your location. Man, that's worth an extra $20 on the ticket price.
I tell you, I'm shot. If I fly during the day, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to sleep.
Yeah.
That's why I like to fly at night.
So this could be revolutionary.
Evenings.
This really could be huge.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's it. Exciting news right here on Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can't use that now because we're done. We'll be back, though, tomorrow night.
Congress voted themselves a $3,100 pay raise for 2006.
Oh, yeah. That was a real, debate over that one, huh?
I'm sure they were.
All right. More Free Talk Live tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern. We'll see you then. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
In the meantime, visit us online at freetalklive.com and help us amp the show at amp.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.